Beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, especially all of you who preach and teach God's Word, I wish you God's blessings from the Mission Center in Krefeld, Germany. We just had a wonderful weekend. People were coming from all parts of Europe and also from Asian countries, from African countries, from Canada, and as I said, of different parts of the earth. We're just so grateful to Almighty God for His revealed word, for the true message of the hour, especially for the prophetic Scripture, by which we get the divine orientation to see all things as they are now taking place, and we can verify them by the Scriptures. We have, of course, especially in August this year, we had a number of very important events. The Pope came to Germany. He spoke first to about 300,000 and then to over 1 million. And a visit to the synagogue was also planned and took place. And we see various things which make us to understand that the world is being united under Rome, and God's children are being united under Christ, the Savior, the head of the true church of the living God. And so we heard the people cry about 300,000, Holy Father, we don't let you go unless you blessed us. Repeating in a way what Jacob was praying in Genesis 32. When he wrestled with God, he wanted to be blessed. And here hundreds of thousands were looking to the man from Rome, who was in a boat on the river Rhine, and they were gathered at the shores, and the one was claiming that he is the fisher of men. Not going into these things, but it just hurts. It does hurt very much to see how the whole world is being brought into this great unity under Rome. At the same time, we recognize that God is calling His people out from all that is not in agreement with His holy word and plan of salvation, to be separate from all things and come into the light of the revealed word and will of God. Then, of course, we heard about the tragedy happened to Louisiana, and actually three states were included in the flood, and the many, many dead. And actually, somebody wrote a headline, "This is the fist of God." Not only the hand of God, but the fist of God just knocking into the nation. Beloved, I cannot judge. At the same time, I might make this statement. A president that can smile and sing and walk his dog in the beautiful garden of the White House, and at the same time look at all the coffins being brought back from the Iraq of soldiers who die. What do they die for? Where is the war? How a nation was occupied and the terror continued, not with Bin Laden, but with Mr. Bush. And then we heard about the maneuvers. Russia and China joining together 10 days and had their military exercises with the term that they meet to practice for the fight against terror on earth. And this is going to be fulfilling of Bible prophecies. The King of the North in one way, and then of course the countries of the East will have to join according to Revelation chapter 16. And the first one is Ezekiel chapter 38. But now to the direct point, beloved brothers and sisters. We all heard about Gaza. We all were actually feeling and suffering with the children of Israel who had to be taken from the Gaza Strip away into the Promised Land. Here is the point. Just like in reference to all the things which come upon the earth as a travail comes upon a woman that is with child. So our Lord said in Matthew 24, verse 8, all these are the beginning of sorrows. Beloved, if you read Luke 21, it says here, and so the day come upon you unaware, for like a snare shall hit and come upon the earth, upon all that dwell on the face of the earth. But then there is a group on earth which looks up, and we may look up knowing that our redemption is drawing near. When it comes to the Gaza Strip, we also have to go to the Word of God to have always the answer from the Holy Scriptures. According to Zephaniah chapter 2, from verse 4 to 7, the Gaza Strip will be destroyed, and before the destruction takes place, all the Israelites have to be moved out because they cannot be destroyed together with the Philistines. And that was the only strip of land that was promised to Israel, but never occupied, and therefore never became a part of the promised land of Eretz Israel. And so right now, according to Bible prophecy, the strip, after it will be destroyed, the tribe of Judah will have that part of the Philistines of today, just within the reach of time after the destruction has taken place and after God's order will be set forth in that part of the land. God has a divine order for Israel, and God has a divine order for His church. And therefore, we always have to go back to the Word of God to find our direct information and orientation from the Holy Scriptures. In Joshua chapter 13, verse 1 and 2, we read, now Joshua was old and stricken in years, and the Lord said unto him, thou art old and are stricken in years, and there remaineth yet very much land to be possessed. There remains land to be possessed. Promised land to be possessed. And then, of course, we have the description here about the land of the Philistines. We read about Gaza, about Ashkelon, and the various places. Then, if we go to other places, for instance, Judges, the second chapter, here we read from verse 1, and an angel of the Lord came up from Gilgal to Bochim and said, I took you out from Egypt, and I brought you unto the land which I swore to give you and to your fathers, and said, I will never break my covenant. To make it short, beloved brothers and sisters, if you read verse 3, it says, wherefore I also said, I will not drive them out from before you, but they shall be as a thorn in your sides, a thorn in the flesh, and their gods shall be a snare unto you. Here is the point. The strip of land which was not occupied, where the gods of the country and the altars were not destroyed and put aside, that was to Israel up to this day like a thorn in the flesh. And beloved, we cannot go into these things. I'm just ready to say, God will see to it with Israel that finally, not in the days of Joshua, but in the days when the Lord establishes his divine order with Israel, the whole land will be there, and it will be God's land altogether. In the same way, it will be in the total restoration of the New Testament church. The divine order will be placed again into the church of the living God, and we shall step on every promised land, on every promise God made in his word. In the total restoration, even those parts which were not occupied up to this day, everything God promised will be fulfilled from beginning to the end. I believe in the total restoration of all things. And God's order will be final, and nobody will hinder it. And now is the time to recognize the day and the message. May the dear Lord bless you and be with you. May you recognize that the God of heaven has sent William Branham with a message that should forerun the second coming of Christ. And this message, with all the promises of God's word, we are carrying to the ends of the earth. And therefore, we shall see the fulfillment of all the promises God made in his word. May you all be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.